Hello, hello, hello. I am your Casper the Friendly Ghost, hostess with the mostest, Michael Munoz. And welcome to In Yo Mouth!
In Yo Mouth.
I'm the queen of food who's always in the mood.
To lick it right, lick it good, show you how to
hug. Oh, God, that's good.
I want to know what you eat from the streets to the sheets.
So open wide, honey.
I'm coming.
In Yo
Mouth. I got the goosebumps.
Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number smart beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number smart beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Hey there and welcome back, folks. Once again, I am your hostess with the mostest, Munoz. And I know. I've been MIA for the past 2 weeks. Let me tell you what happened. Mucho escándalo. Well, more like mucho drama. Lots of drama in my life. So, a few weeks ago, was it Bad Birdie who was the last person on the pod? And then I went to Philly to visit a friend. And upon returning, I got some takeout, which in turn gave me the most violent food poisoning almost of my life. There's one other time I had a really, really violent food poisoning, but this was also next level. The E. coli hath got me. And the thing is, you all know, if you've been listening to me for a while, especially recently, I've been on this weight loss journey and getting ready for this wedding in Mexico. It is 3 days before I'm supposed to leave for Mexico, and I am down for the count. And then by Thursday, get on the plane, feeling better. Okay, we're going to make it after all. A Mary Tyler Moore. Get there, doing fine. And then Friday, nope, not fine. Not fine. So much so, I had to call some doctors. I had to get on antibiotics. I even went to the doctor today just for a follow-up. And listen, that E. coli will get you and get you good. Even the doctor today was like, you know, this really could have been from anywhere. And so I was like, great, great, doc. Great. Nobody is safe out there, just so you know, to put the fear of E. coli into you all. Listen, I do not wish this on anybody at all, but the flip side to it, the only positive thing that came out of this, and it's really not a positive because it really wasn't worth the pain and the agony and everything else. I'll spare you the gory details, but the weight loss, right? Because it really pushed me like over the hump of like where I wanted to be. So I am not promoting that you go out and try to get some sort of stomach bug at all, because it's not worth it. Nope, and not healthy. But here I am. At least I look good, right? So then you're probably thinking, well, bitch, what happened to last week? Well, so I went to Mexico for this wedding, was miserable. The wedding was beautiful, so on and so forth. I get back to New York and then have to turn around. and go to North Carolina for work where I don't have my podcasting equipment and I didn't have time to pack it. And to be honest, it's really a pain in the ass to pack this stuff up because it's really expensive and you have to take care of it and so on and so forth. And you know what? I promised myself this year, and I've said this multiple times, that I wasn't going to stress. I was not going to let this podcast stress me out. You know why? Because, listen, 5 years weekly with very little breaks is a lot of work, and I'm not complaining. It's a labor of love. I love doing this podcast for sure. But, you know, becoming such a niche podcast and wanting to produce something good for you all and trying to find guests and having time to promote and whatnot. Listen, just because there's ads on this podcast doesn't mean I'm making bank here. I am making sense, y'all. And I don't really care. Like I said, I love doing it. But this year, I really had to commit to not letting it cause me anxiety if I don't have a guest, not letting it stress me out, you know, trying to self-care and produce good things for you nonetheless in the best way I can. And so here we are. Here we are. No guest. I'm filling you in on what's happening in the life of Munoz. I think way back when, at the beginning of this podcast, when I used to have a co-host, I think we did a Halloween special on food poisoning. If you really want to go to the early aughts, I mean, right? The choice is yours. Listen, the content is here for you to listen to, even when I'm gone, all right? Because there are some gems over the past five years and change out there. I'm just going to get to it. I'm going to give you, you know, this day in food, this day in gay history, a little food news, and then I'm going to close out because even after the doctor's visit today, I'm still a little bit on the mend. But I'm back on the diet. I'm eating clean. I'm counting my Weight Watchers points. I feel good finally, and yeah, that's what's most important about it. It's really, you know, whether I'm on a weight loss journey or not, and I did this for a very specific reason. But I was feeling good in my body beforehand too. It's all about feeling good in your body and being healthy. And I did the due diligence of going to the doctor today to be like, am I dying? What do you need? And he was like, you're fine. You did everything right. Like, we just have to, you know, monitor and do all the things, right? You get it. So without further ado, in the grand tradition of In Your Mouth, I need to wish you all out there happy National Liver and Onions Day. Listen, your girl Munoz eats everything. Everything. But this. Liver and onions. If you put it down in front of me, I'll try it again. Again. But really coming off about a food poisoning, I just, I'm not craving it. I'm not, this is not for me. And then I decided to Google where liver and onions comes from. And liver and onions is especially common in the regions of Pennsylvania and the Midwest with a strong Germanic culture. For instance, in Amish and Mennonite communities, although there is nothing exclusively German about the dish. Thank you, Wikipedia. Not really for me. And going back to this food poisoning, I have an issue with the way people respond to me telling them I have food poisoning. Yep, I'm going to go there. Because immediately there's like, what did you get it from? And I eat a lot of Indian takeout. I love Indian food. And they're like, of course. Like, of course that's where that came from. And I'm like, why? Why of course that's where it came from? It could have come from the salad you ordered from the health food joint. It could have come from someone I know got food poisoning from an acai bowl recently, right? The poke bowls. Why? I feel like there's a smidge of residual racism left in a comment like that, because I heard a lot of that, right, when I told them where it came from. And I'm not here for it, because this is a place where I eat constantly. And I just noticed that there was something different about it. And then a friend of mine also agreed with me that like the food has changed here. So maybe like their standards aren't what they used to be anymore, but I'm giving this place a break and I may get back on the horse eventually. But yeah, That's my gripe with that. And moving back to Liver and Onions Day, I'm not here for it. But if it's for you, because I know a ton of people that love some liver and onions, you know, shout out to you. I celebrate you on this day. And moving right along into this day in gay history, did you know that in 1954, the Missouri Supreme Court upholds a life sentence for sodomy? But in 1962, the California Supreme Court overturns the sodomy conviction of a man caught by police in a public restroom by use of a peephole drilled into the roof. Listen, these bigots and police and whomever will stop at nothing to catch you in the act, right? But like not the real criminals. Imagine if the sodomy laws upheld today, and imagine all the Catholic priests that would go to jail. Yikes, guys. Yep, I went there because she's feeling what? Healthy and saucy after coming off of this food poisoning. Also remember, 1954 and 1962, still, albeit like over 50 years ago, still 50 years isn't that long ago, y'all. It's within a lot of people's lifetimes. So just so you know, and your children know, Marjorie. And moving right along, the food in Mexico was a bit disappointing, I will have to say, because we were in a section of Mexico where there were a lot of resorts. And so like all-inclusive resorts. So I was calling it Mexico for Americans or Mexico for tourists because I saw more burgers and fries and chicken fingers and pizzas come out of the kitchen than I did actual Mexican food. And then, yeah, it just wasn't really great for the price, you know? Plus, I wasn't eating and I wasn't feeling well. And the food journey? No. Nope. I wasn't here for the food there. Sushi. We had sushi one day. It was all right. And I figured sushi in Mexico, what? But then we're on the ocean. So like the fish should be fresh as fresh AF, if you know what I mean. So like it makes sense if they had a really good sushi chef. And then the Mexican food was like just okay. You know, I had a gripe because a friend that I went with was, I said to him, we're at the Margaritaville in the Cancun airport because Cancun airport was designed for American tourists. Guy Fieri's restaurant, Margaritaville, and some other nonsense. And I wanted guacamole and a margarita because I was feeling good. That guacamole was the best guacamole I had in Mexico during this trip. I said, it's a problem when the guacamole at Margaritaville is better than the guacamole at the all-inclusive luxury resort we were at. Am I right? Or am I right? Write to me. Fight me on it. I don't care. I'll answer you. I love the interaction. And then in Chapel Hill, I kind of was back on the wagon cooking. Oh, my God. Not a sponsor, but in the Whole Foods in North Carolina, I found a jarred sauce because sometimes I buy jarred sauce and I just doctor it and trying to be healthy. And it was low points on the Weight Watchers scale made by this company called Frick and Frack. And they are Atlanta based. This jarred sauce, and I am happy to promote them because I haven't found it here in New York, was the best jarred sauce I have ever tasted. No doctoring needed, no sugar added, all natural ingredients. They really put some thought into this jar, and I couldn't stop eating it by the spoonful, and it was really, like, low points on the Weight Watchers scale, so, like, meaning that it was good for you, right? Like lots of like good and natural things, vegetable-based. It was packed full of flavor. Packed! I couldn't get enough. I ate the whole jar. I don't think I've ever eaten an entire jar of pasta sauce, right? Like, it's just, no. Like, you use a little because you're in the mood and you don't feel like spending time to do it. Or like, you know, like the busy life of a career girl. Like, you don't have time. But there it is. There it is. And what else on the food journey can I tell you? Went on a lovely date last Saturday, right? I'll keep you abreast of that situation. And I met two other men out. I never meet men. So it was a good weekend in my, like, social life here. Shout out to Cook Shop. We had a lovely, lovely dinner. The food was freaking delicious, top to bottom. We shared everything. I do take issue with expensive ramps on a menu, right? Because ramps are essentially a weed. And, like, you can go foraging for these things. And yeah, that's it for the food journey, y'all. And I think now's a good time to take a little break, take a little sip of coffee, and I'm going to be right back with my favorite part and your favorite part of the podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, y'all, I hope you're ready for my favorite part and the audience's favorite part of the podcast. A little something I like to call Food News Update.
Food News.
Ooh, honey, you ain't ready,
girl. Spill the tea.
News Update.
Wendy's is giving away free food for 3 full weeks while Mercury is in retrograde. Again, not a sponsor, but I thought with the past few weeks that I've had that this is definitely some Mercury in retrograde BS, honey. And I was just talking to my mother about fast food yesterday, the day before yesterday, something about that, because Burger King is laying off apparently a bunch of people, sadly. But and then I was telling her I haven't had fast food in forever. But Wendy's is doing their part to make your Mercury retrograde a little brighter with free food. So Mercury will be in retrograde through Sunday, May 14th, according to Astrology Zone. And as you know, a bunch of us are going to be affected in some small way. The universe may try to kill your girl Munoz, as you have heard today. And Wendy's started on Friday, April 21st through May 14th. The entire time Mercury is in retrograde, they are serving up a Mercury menu with buy one, get one, faves, and freebies on orders placed through the Wendy's app. You can score a BOGO $1 premium sandwich like the pretzel bacon pub cheeseburger. That kind of sounds delicious, but my stomach needs a break from any nonsense. And what else? What else can you get here? What else? A free 6-piece crispy or spicy chicken nuggets with any purchase. Delicious. Free hot and crispy fry. I mean, is this the summer of Wendy's? You know, when we stand Wendy's, if only for the Twitter and the clapbacks, right? So I think this is good. And if I was eating fast food, I would totally be here for this. I mean, what more is there to say about it? I just thought this was very apropos for the past few weeks I've gotten, the past few weeks, I should say, I've had. Because let me tell you, it's been a rough, honey. But I am here for this. And Wendy's, if you want to send me something or invite me to those fabulous events that you have that you invite my girl Chanley to all the time, I will gladly accept the invitation. Entenmann's turned its donuts into ice cream sandwiches. The famed donut and baked goods company is hitting the ice cream aisle in time for summer. Yes. Shout out to Food and Wine for always keeping me in the know for my food news, even though 5 years plus later, they are still not a sponsor. Y'all, I am a man of a certain age, and growing up in Sunset Park, Brooklyn, slash, like, across the border from Borough Park, we used to have an actual Entenmann's bakery, like, maybe 6-7 blocks, away from me or something like that. And you would pass by in the mornings and you could smell the fresh coffee crumb cake. There is nothing in this world. And maybe it's a New York thing. I don't know. There is nothing in this world like a freshly opened box of the Entenmann's coffee crumb cake. Delicious. Or the Entenmann's chocolate donuts. But it has to be fresh. I know some people like to leave the coffee crumb cake out and let it get a little stale, but that's not for me. Yet another thing I haven't had in a millennia, but I used to pick off the streusel or the crumb topping, right? And just eat that, the big chunks on top as a kid. Oh my God. So when I saw this headline, I was like, this is a great idea. And why have they never done this before? So after over 125 years in the baked goods category, Entenmann's is now expanding its signature classics into the ice cream aisle. The bakery's parent company partnered with Sarissa Group, a food development company, to launch six never-seen-before frozen treats based on Entenmann's iconic donut and pastry flavors. The full assortment of flavors includes brownie cookie salted caramel ice cream sandwiches. Sounds delicious. Chocolate chip cookie ice cream sandwiches. I'm here for it. Chocolate chip brownie cookie ice cream sandwiches. Absolutely. Chocolatey glazed cookie donut chocolate ice cream sandwiches. Okay, that was a mouthful. Chocolatey glazed cookie donut salted caramel ice cream sandwiches. Okay. Glazed cookie donut ice cream sandwiches. Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. Give it all to me. I wish, but don't give it all to me because the amount of lactose pills I would have to take, oh my God. And for the amount of time, not to be graphic, that I've spent on the toilet over the past 2 weeks, I don't need any of this. They missed the mark by not coming out with like a vegan version or like an oat milk. Yeah, like a vegan version. Or like an oat milk version. Right? Does the oat milk version still have eggs in it? I don't know. Something lactose friendly for those of us who can't do it. But this sounds absolutely delicious. Abso-freaking-tutely delicious. I am here for it. I've always been here for an Entenmann's. They are still not a sponsor, but I've never asked them to be. And I doubt they know who I am. But this is just a sense of not. This is a good way to bring back that like child nostalgia, right? For the summer. I support this wholeheartedly. And last but not least, a New Jersey town was baffled by mysterious piles of pasta. Now, you may have heard of this. This was all over the news. Roughly 500 pounds of cooked noodles were dumped near an old bridge stream. That's What? 500 pounds of pasta were found dumped beside a New Jersey stream. The giant piles of cooked elbow macaroni, spaghetti, and ziti stretched for over 25 feet in a wooded area of Old Bridge, and although it has since been cleaned up and carried away, no one is sure how it ended up there in the first place. Well, I'm here to tell you the mystery has been solved, but this is insane. Like, what makes anyone think, hey, I have 500 pounds of pasta and I don't know what to do with it, so let me get rid of it by throwing it in the woods near a stream? What? I learned a lot of things. Well, for starters, no one knew, but now they do know who dumped the pasta. And the other thing is that they couldn't decide if the pasta was cooked or it just had gotten drenched in the rain. So you might be thinking, like, who cares? It's just pasta. Like, it'll biodegrade. But after reading this Food and Wine article, the pasta has a pH level that will impact the water stream. And that water stream is important to clean up because it feeds into the town's water supply. It was one of the fastest cleanups I have ever seen, said... Who said this? Someone told the Inquirer. Nina... Jochnowitz, who is a city council candidate. Look at that. So they cleaned it up super quick. It took them 2 days. And the spaghetti was apparently in full bloom, and the internet went mad. And last week, they figured out who did it. According to NBC New York, the pasta was seemingly discarded by a man who was emptying out his mother's home after her death. I mean, I really feel like he was just trying to clear out his parents' house, and they were probably stocked up from COVID, Keith Ross, a man who lived in the neighborhood, said. My grandparents always had a cupboard full of cans and pasta just to be safe. The outlet also said that the pasta was abandoned before it was cooked and that it had indeed just gotten waterlogged after heavy rains last weekend. Again, why? What went through this person's head that was like, this is a great idea. Let me just dump this pasta out in the woods near the stream. Like, why wouldn't you give it away? Or if it was expired, throw it out. Like, what? And why was there no repercussion, or was there, it doesn't say, of him, like, dumping 500 pounds is a lot of pasta. Like, think about, like, if you dump an entire box of pasta, like a pound box of pasta to boil. That's a lot of pasta. That's insane. People are crazy. People are absolutely have lost their GD minds. And I blame the being pent up during COVID of it all. And with that, I think that's the best way to end Food News Update. Yes. I still can't get over this. What is wrong with people? Do you love how I always end Food News Update, but then keep talking about the last Food News Update because it's the most ridiculous one? Oh my goodness, y'all. Well, like I said, I have to, you know, I'm still a hair on the mend, trying to eat well, trying to do good things, trying to restore my gut biome and you know, figure out life here. I'm going to keep you updated on my health. I'm going to keep you updated on my love life. I'm going to keep you updated on my food journeys as always. I'm around the next couple weeks. Although the guests are few and far between, unless they start popping out of the woodwork, which I, you know, they love to do. And other than that, I'm just going to say have a great day. The weather in New York has been wonderful. So I hope the weather wherever you are, it has been wonderful to get out there, go for a walk, go for a light jog, get some exercise, use the world as your gym. You know what? As opposed to being stuck like in and on the topic of like, you know, feeling good in your bodies, right? Whether you need to exercise or don't, like, you know, the endorphins exercise produces, right? Whether it's just a walk or whatever, is just really, really good for you. And then pair that with like this great weather, and there is nothing better. I consider myself a runner, but like I had a really crappy 2 runs the other day because I'm getting back into it. But still, even the crappy runs just make me feel freaking fantastic. So like, go for a walk, a leisurely walk, you know, around the block, right? Get out of the, you know, put your gym membership on pause for and use the world as your gym. There's nothing better. It just feels so good. Just feels so good. And so that's what I'm going to leave you with. Good vibes, good eats, love, and as always, thank you for supporting me always, and thank you for listening to In Your Mouth.
In your mouth.
Goosebumps.